Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. Good morning, Alan. Great to be here. Thank you for having me online with you this morning.
Lovely to talk to you. What is we're reaching for the stars in one way, than more ways than one. Then what is Family Constellations all about, Rebecca?
Absolutely. So Family Constellations is a powerful method, and it's a therapeutic method to help you free yourself from limiting or damaging repetitive patterns, behaviours or emotions that you may be carrying unconsciously and you've taken them from your family system. And what it is a very experiential and embodied process. While we receive lots of good things from our families, we also can carry burdens or emotions or beliefs and sometimes illnesses that inhibit us and hold us back. So this approach and this process helps make all of this visible, makes the invisible visible, let's say, helps you to see outside of yourself and your issue and observe where you are in your family system.
What's it based on?
So basically, this work was founded by Bert Hellinger. Now, he's a German psychoanalyst, and he spent 16 years with the Zulus in South Africa as a Catholic missionary, where he learned a lot about group dynamics. Then he went on to study transactional analysis and neuro-linguistic programming, and he created Family Constellations. And the method is used now worldwide, and it's even used in the legal system and in business as well, which is another area that I use it in. And really what Bert says is that, like the laws of the universe, the family is also governed by principles, and he calls them orders of love. And to summarize it very quickly, we have three main orders. So everybody belongs to the system. So whether you died, whether you were forgotten, you're excluded, everyone has a place. And then the second one is that there's a give and take. So parents give us life and children pass on life in their honor. But sometimes what happens is that children might take the place of a parent because the parent was absent. So the order is imbalanced. It's going backwards. And then the third order is the hierarchy. So we've got the grandparents, the parents, the firstborn, the secondborn, et cetera, et cetera. So if any of these orders are out of whack, let's say, it interrupts the flow of love in the system and people can feel stuck in their lives.
Right.
So what we're doing is, through the process, we're looking at the system and trying to understand what are the dynamics, what was unexpressed, what didn't get acknowledged, who's been forgotten, and try to restore that balance to the system.
Right, sounds very interesting. Now, how does it work in a group workshop?
So in a group, basically, we have a group of people. We have an issue, a seeker, so someone who wants to look at something. It could be their back pain, their problems with relationships, work, finance, whatever it is. And I do a short interview as a facilitator with them, and then I ask them to choose people from the group to represent different elements of their issues. So it could be, could you pick someone to be your mother, your father, your back pain, whatever it is that we need to look at. And then we sit back, we observe the dynamics, and then we use interventions like systemic sentences and rituals to try and restore balance to the system.
And who do you think it benefits most then, Rebecca, please?
So anyone who feels held back in their life, anyone who feels stuck, anyone who is having issues with relationships, finance, work, you lack clarity in your life, you feel you're not achieving your full potential, or anyone who has an open heart and open mind and is curious to this approach, it will be for everybody.
Yeah.
What it does is basically it helps free you up. It helps give you understanding, widen your lens to see the whole picture, that there's more going on. So that when I meet a person, I'm not just meeting the person, I'm meeting the system behind them, because all that came behind us is in us.
Right.
So it's acknowledging what is, and it's bringing truth, it's bringing acknowledgement to what happened, releasing you from unconscious patterns, behaviours you might be carrying that you're not even aware of.
Can you give me the details of the workshop, please?
Yes, so it's on this Sunday, 3rd of September, at Murphy's Barn out on New Line Road. Starts at 9:30, finishes at 5. And if anyone wants to contact me, I can give my mobile. So it's 087-105-6436.
Right, call that out again. What is it?
So it's 087-105-6436.
And Murphy's Barn is a beautiful spot. I visited there only recently, making a lovely cup of tea, and you get a nice slice of cake there as well. So
exactly, yeah. And the apple tart.
The apple tart. So if you're popping by, have you left information there as well, and keep people in case people want to?
I have.
Just very quickly, trauma tension release exercise. What is this, please?
Yes. So this is basically a series of very simple exercises, 7 exercises that assist the body in releasing deep patterns of stress and tension and trauma that you've been holding. We all have busy lives, we all hold on to stress, we go into our fight, flight, freeze modes, mechanisms, coping strategies, and sometimes we can get stuck. So these exercises switch off the alarm system in our brain, relax the body, activate a natural tremoring mechanism of shaking and vibrating, and usually people feel very relaxed. It helps relieve pain, stress. It's very good for PTSD as well. Yeah. And it's for everyone. It's an easy tool to learn, and you can incorporate into your life as a daily self-regulating exercise regime too.
Okay, thanks, Rebecca. It's Murphy's Barn this coming Sunday, and you've given all
thanks,
the details
Lee and
there.
Alan.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.